7. Blurry vision, throbbing head, but I could see. The fog around me, as well as in my mind, had cleared. No red. I must have been out for no more than a minute. In the distance, I heard the roar of a car racing away. Lori floated in front of me. Wisps of fog clung to her blonde hair and enveloped her whole body. Looked like my concept of an angel when I was 8 years old. I was a precocious kid and liked my angels a bit on the sexy side. Your shoulder's bleeding again. I'm sure you got a broken rib or two as well. Gotta get you an ambulance.
Later. Must check Susan. Help me up.
I was still short of breath, finding it difficult to speak. Lori put one arm around me just below my shoulders and supported my weight. She was surprisingly strong. I'm not heavy for my height, still a solid 165. I felt like huge stones had been tied to my legs. I forced each foot forward and struggled to keep my eyes focused. I had a massive but dull headache, dizziness. I knew greater clarity would bring greater pain. We staggered toward the gray house like Siamese twins. Lori stumbled on the steps. We almost fell. I was no help at all. The door stood wide open before us, exposing a long, dark hallway with dim light at the end. I allowed her to drag me inside. I pushed her hand away and tried to walk on my own. A mistake. My legs dissolved into jello, and I was overcome with dizziness and nausea. I felt myself float toward the floor. Blurry image of Lori's face. Then, blackness.